When was the last time you lusted over someone? So, like, who's your celeb crush? Who are we sliding into the DMs?
I have to stop DMing Jonah Hill. Like, it's really.
Welcome to Burning in Hell.
What's up, guys? We are in hell. I'm your host, Hannah Berner, and we have a very, very, very special guest today. We have Remy Bader. She has broken out into the scene in an incredible way. However, I remember her humble beginnings. So, long story short, you had worked for Bravo, like doing some PR and stuff, and I guess that's how we connected. And then she sent me a message basically being like, yo, I got let go. Shit is rough for your girl. I have like a modeling gig that's like kind of part-time. Shit's super slow. I just want to like work right now, and I just that's what makes me happy, and it's not happening, and if you ever need any help, like, let me know. To which I never read it. And then you messaged me only 4 or 5 months later. It was basically like, hey girl, so some things have changed. My TikTok blew up and it's been insane. Let's get together. And I was like, this is a story I need to delve into. So Remy, welcome to hell. We're about to get dark.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be in hell.
So where was your mindset when you sent me that first message? What was going on?
Oh my God. It's so crazy because I sent you that message. And to be honest, I sent it to probably like only like 400 or 5 people.
400
that, like,
people.
I and I unsent it from those people. So I'm not even going to say who they are because, like, I'm like, wait, this is weird now. But I couldn't unsend it from you because I knew you would see it eventually. And I just thought it would be funny to eventually, like, go back and talk about.
I love it so much. But I also hate, like, I wish I saw it because it's the kind of thing. If I would have seen, I either would have gotten nervous, like, oh, I don't know what I could, like, also, like, this bitch is probably smarter than me, so I'm not going to have her, like, help me with stuff, or I should have her help me with stuff. I just remember a lot of people, I think, were in that place. I also used to do fit modeling, too, when I was in my weird, because I'm 5'7 as well, and I have the kind of ratio of my body of, like, I'm, like, a solid 6 or, like, sometimes an 8.
Yeah.
And I quit my marketing job. And I was just doing some fit modeling, which is good money when you get it. But it's like, if you don't get
that about you, that's
If you don't get the gig, you're not making the money. And everyone's like, once you get the gig, girls have it for 20 years unless they get pregnant.
Yeah.
You are basically not doing well in terms of your career, you were feeling.
Yeah.
But you were fucking hungry. Like, I wanted to tell you, like, that message, looking at it, it was so beautifully written. It was so vulnerable and honest, but it also was just like, I'm hungry. I don't know what that next step is, but I know I need to put myself out there.
Yeah. I appreciate you seeing that. I was 100% losing my mind. Like, I was literally, I really, like, need to be working or doing something. And I truly was like, what do I do with myself? Because the 6 months or whatever I was home with my parents and my sister, like, during quarantine was actually not as horrible for me. Like, it was kind of nice to be back at home with my family. I lost my job, but I really was, well, I was furloughed in April. So for those months I was home, I was trying to be positive, thinking I was going to go back to work. So I wasn't as upset at the time. Once I really got let go in July, I was still okay. It was really like, when did I message you? Do you know?
It was in September.
Yes. Because like
that is recent.
One summer ended was when I was like, holy shit. Like, the summer's over. Like, I'm back in the city. I need to do something. And like, the modeling was so slow. And I was like, what do I do? So I was like, who do I
get? Did you also want to be a model? Like, were you passionate about plus size modeling?
It really was so random. My dad does women's jeans. He's in the fashion industry.
Oh, cool.
He has like a plus size lines and stuff like that. So he always brought up to me, and I would get like in fights with him and be like, I'm not plus size, and get so mad. Like, obviously times have changed. And like, I know I'm a curvy girl, like, it's okay. So when he gave me the idea again, I was like, Remy, like, why don't you try fit modeling specifically, where you go to the different brands and you don't really speak, you kind of stand there and they just fit the clothes on you, but you make good money.
Yeah, so for people who don't know what fit modeling, you're basically the human mannequin. So after they design it on a mannequin, they have to see how it fits on a body. But also, like, it's hard with plus size fit modeling too, because it's like, if your boobs are too small, you won't make it. Like, you have to be big in
the
right places.
Very like a certain, like, proportion. That I want. And then when I went in, they were like, oh, you're perfect for this.
Yeah.
I was excited to do that, but no.
It's boring as shit. Also, I hate heels and I had to stand in heels. You'll stand for like 5 hours. And I remember being like, this is where I die. Like I could play a 6 hour tennis match, but I'm like, this is where I die. Oh,
that's how I felt, like standing there and not talking, but like sometimes it'll be 4 hours or something. And then like not, it made me like almost more tired. Like I would fall asleep, like want to fall asleep.
Yeah, I thought I was going to faint multiple times.
I'd rather be running around and doing a million things and then being like, whoa, my day went so fast because I was so busy. So yeah. I went into the fit modeling, but then they said to me like, oh, like you could actually do modeling. And I was like, okay, I never thought of that. Obviously it's like a curve plus model, but that was slow as well. So I've been the past 6 months of that time, I've been doing like a few consistent fittings.
Cool.
Not loving it, but liking the brands that I'm working with. And then, you know, like what happened was, I guess like around that time in September when I messaged you and like, no one got back to me. It's okay that you didn't read it. It's also like now I see it from the other end. Like you unfortunately cannot answer everyone. Like it's just like, it's really hard. And like, as much as like, I really want to, and I try to respond to people as much as possible. Like as it gets bigger and bigger, you actually mentally and physically cannot.
You get bad social anxiety. Like in the beginning, I had like all these people who liked me and I would respond to them all the time. I'm like, this is awesome. Like I have these people who I don't know who like want to talk to me.
Yeah.
And then you start feeling guilty if you can't get back to them. And then you'll get overwhelmed and you feel like you're a shit person because you're not talking to these people you don't know.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, people will start sending you like emotional stuff and then you start getting all their energy. And next thing you know, you're like fucked up. Pot of emotion.
Yeah, that's literally what's been happening. People write me novels how I'm changing their life, but then they'll write me like really personal stories, and those are the ones I definitely try and respond to. If I see them, I'm not gonna ignore them.
Yeah, but like, also you want to give back enough energy to the energy they gave you, and you don't always have it, and you're afraid like if I just say like thank you so much, I hope they understand. But also I just want to say Remy is being very humble right now. She's kind of the hottest fucking thing on TikTok right now. She got a write-up in Vogue. Like, that's some A-list shit. Like, that's, like, she's, and I'm looking, there's a Stylecaster article. You're also on E. Like, the world is buzzing about you. And
and people today, by the way.
And people. Like, the press is crazy. And it's because she's doing something that's really unique and kind of, I mean, I hate to go with the Amy Schumer jokes about, but, like, brave. But one of my favorite titles was Remy Bader on TikTok fame. She has over 1 million followers. Realistic calls and why she'll never pretend to be perfect. So that struck me because I want to know, did you ever want to be perfect? Or has this just been who you've been?
Yeah, well, going back to the first part of what you said is I think that it's not even me trying to be humble. Like, it's almost like bothering me that it's not clicking in my mind. Like, everyone else is like, no, like I was just on Taylor Strecker's podcast, who I know, you know. And like, she's just like, wait, how do you not get that you're like a big deal right now? And I'm like, no, like, I just like think like when people say it, I'm just like, what are you saying? And it's not me trying to be like, stop. Yeah. Like, I literally like, it won't click in my mind because I one think it was, like you said, so fast that this happened. And also like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what it is. I think TikTok is such an interesting platform that never existed before. So the growth on that and just like slowly met so many people through that and then just randomly grew on Instagram only like 2 months ago. I had like 5,000 followers. Now I have like 116,000. Like, it's a very weird thing that it's hard to be in it and understand what's even going on.
It's because of quarantine, it's all virtual. So you're literally the same fucking bitch.
Yes.
However, there's a different number on your phone.
Yeah.
So it's very hard to, like, it's not like you're walking down the street and like you're able to like see people or like be recognized that much. But even me, like, I feel like during quarantine people are like, you're killing it, and I'm like, I mean, I don't know what that means. Like,
no, I agree, that's such a good point, and that honestly makes a lot of sense because I actually just said I'm now signed to UTA, so I have 3 agents and a whole team helping me, and like even to them I'm like, it's so weird because I think like once this all ends, like quarantine and the pandemic, like it's going to be very eye-opening to be going to events and like going to things in person. Like, maybe that's when it'll click for me.
It'll click a little, but you're still going to have that feeling where it's like, you did not change who you are.
Yes,
even though 100%. I'm like, oh my god, the last couple months, you're the same girl who messaged me. You just like had an idea that like has helped you, and you've been really good at marketing it. But I want to talk about that idea. How did Did you like TikTok? Were you intimidated by it? Did you think it could potentially be good for you? What was your initial feeling with TikTok?
Yeah, it's so funny because in the middle of the pandemic, like I literally was like, I refuse to go on TikTok. Like my sister, who is 2 years older, would come in and like, do these dances with me. Like, let's learn this. I'm like, Nick, and that was when I gained like a decent amount of weight. And I was like, I'm not going on TikTok. Like I literally remember freaking out trying to find like the right, like baggy enough sweatpants and sweatshirt to wear because I was embarrassed. But it was really her that wanted to do it. And I was like, I'm not into watching videos and doing all that until you let yourself. Once you let yourself go on that app, I'm sorry, anyone's going to love it. Like,
also, the algorithm is so genius. Like, suddenly they know exactly. Like, I was like getting pissed about guys who are narcissistic the other day. Now, if I go on TikTok, it's all narcissism shit. Like,
how do you know my brain? Like, it's wild. So, like, my page could be so different than your page. But like what you're thinking, and it's just like I really started sitting there in the middle of quarantine on my phone and just like laughing, and that's what I needed. I think that's what everyone needed at the time, to be able to connect with like normal people all around the world that are just like making you laugh or making you feel recognized and that relatable and all these things. So I started it once in September when I found those videos that were like curvy fashion that were never on my page before. And I was like, this is interesting. I feel like I could do this. Could I do this better? Could I add humor to it? But I never thought it would be anything at all. I kind of just made these like three videos that were like celebrity lookalike in a size 16 body videos. Mm-hmm. And no one saw them, you know? And I was like, holy shit, like the amount of work and effort that goes into making these videos. And then people not seeing it, like, what's the point? And then it wasn't until I made a video where it was so not planned that I was sending to my like group chat of friends, where I was trying on like a Pretty Little Thing package that I got and looked insane in every single outfit and cracking up. And I put it on TikTok and made it like one video and like for my friends, and it went viral. And that's kind of how it all started. And that
I'm obsessed with that because people ask me about how I got into comedy, and I always say it's because I always like to make my friends laugh.
Yeah.
So it's like you can find ideas based on just like what really makes you laugh, what makes your friends laugh, and that's what really authentically brings you joy. Because also I was thinking about it, you definitely didn't do it thinking like, how can I make money off this? Because you're literally shitting on brands.
Literally, it's the opposite. I literally did this. I was like, all right, these people are gonna hate me. I should be a little careful with what I do. Like, maybe not do like, I don't know, a brand where I'm like obsessed with the person who, like, I don't know. I just kind of started and was just like, okay, I don't really get
it. But also, if you're a smart brand nowadays, you'll be like, noted, Remy, you shat on us before. What if we do a collab and like we hear you, we listen to you, just manifesting. Who knows if you're ready onto that stuff.
Yeah. But that's what's happening. The brands that message me are the brands that I'm like, all right, I respect you. Like Urban Outfitters, Abercrombie. Mm-hmm. There's been a few Free People that are constantly sending me things now, like literally not asking for anything, but just appreciated that I did it because I didn't, if you really think about it, I'm not shitting on them.
Sometimes you like this stuff. Like I know like you'll put something on, you'll be like, oh, damn. And then you put something on, you're like, oh shit.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, are you a good shopper? Because I am a shit shopper. I'm a terrible shopper, and people don't talk about shopping talent enough.
Yeah, I was the worst shopper my whole life until actually 6 months ago. Like my mom would beg me growing up to go shopping, and I was like, would cry and say no, because I had tantrums in the store, like her taking me to Bloomingdale's, and I'm like, nothing fits. Like, I just like, why am I going to put myself through that? So I didn't even put in effort to it. And then when I gained more of the weight the past year and a half, that was like a no. Like I literally would sit in these clothes that don't even fit me all day at the office when I worked at Tidal, and would just be miserable because it wouldn't fit me, but not even try and buy new clothes. So like I was very anti-shopping.
Well, it's oh my god, you're making me cry, because it's like you literally took your biggest insecurity and you brought it to light, and was kind of like this is fucked up, and it might be me, it might be them, it's the whole experience. Like I need to bring this to the forefront. What are the reactions you've gotten from putting yourself in such a vulnerable place? For people who are confused, she will literally order stuff she likes online, try it on, and show realistically how the clothes are fitting to her body.
Yes. And I've always said, like, for the most part, when I try the clothes on, it's the first time I'm ever seeing it. So it's like my initial reaction also.
Yes.
I think that that's what made it what it is getting these responses. Like, I think like when people say, well, don't let the followers matter and all that. I can be totally honest that it does, because when people weren't looking at my videos at all, why would I want to keep making them? It was like I was doing it almost for no reason. Once I saw it was making a difference, and which I never thought would happen, and people were thanking me and saying it's making them feel seen, and you know, it's changing their life and making them want to shop. Like, of course that's going to make me want to keep doing it. And I think that's why I kept going with it.
There's so many different parts of social media that are so fucking fake. So I'm getting angry now. We're going through a lot of emotions on my end. So, and this is an angle where, like, these girls do these adorable try-ons of all these freaking outfits. And I'm speaking from, like, I'm like kind of plus size in the bottom half of my body. That's, and then kind of smaller in the top. So like my waist never fits my butt, and like I'm a tennis player, so my thighs are always fucking chafing. No jeans fit me. So you're watching all these outfits and you're like, my body just couldn't do that, and you feel shame. And there's no one showing, like, really? There wasn't one outfit that you didn't like how you fit in. Also, there's brands like Nasty Gal. I order from them a lot, but they are, do you do hauls with them? Cause you should.
That was my second one that blew up. That was really the reason.
There is no give in any, like, if you're not the perfect fit model size for an, I've torn so many Nasty Gal tops just cause like my forearm is a little big cause I was a tennis player.
Yeah. It's like, I want to, like, I can't say I hate them because they've tried to do plus curvy before other people, but it just doesn't fit my body great. It's actually funny you say that, because I am trying, my friend is doing a collab with them, and I was like, you know what, she's doing it, she's great, she's a curvy girl, I'm gonna give it one more shot. But the last time I tried it was like a pretty negative haul that I did in the beginning. It was like, wait, what is this? Like, literally, what is this?
Yeah. And do you get hate from people? Like, what kind of hate have you received?
It's weird, because I started it knowing, all right, Remy, you got it. I'm a sensitive girl. So it's like, I got to toughen up I'm a sensitive girl, but I also like stay true to what I am. So as much as I'll get upset, then I'll like be like, well, fuck you after. So like, I was like, all right, I saw on a lot of like the curvy girls and whatever their videos, they're getting a lot of heat. So I knew beforehand it was going to happen. And I almost was shocked that I haven't been getting as much. Of course I get some trolls.
Well, I think some of the plus size modeling is like very one dimensional in like, I'm big, I'm beautiful, fuck you guys if you think differently. Where you're like, look, these clothes make me feel terrible. Yeah. So you're literally saying what they would want to tell you to make you feel bad. But you're like, I feel bad.
Yeah.
I feel bad in this. But also watching you be in something that doesn't fit you, and then watching you be in something that fits you right, I'm like, damn. Like, some outfits you wear, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So I think you're just being, when you're that fucking honest and that fucking real, no one tries to like expose your shit.
Yeah, that's true. You. And I think kind of what you just said is actually like when you were talking about that headline, I think it was the Stylecaster article, the one that, and I actually think that was like my favorite article yet that came out this week, because kind of what you were saying is so true. I'm not a body positive gal. Like, I'm not going to be, I'm nothing against people that are body positive influencers, but I really am like happy that I have figured out what I am. And I think it's to be like, I would consider myself a real content creator and a real influencer. There's nothing more to it, because I'm not standing in front of the camera and being like, oh, I accept all of me all the time. This and like, screw you if you don't look like this. That's not how I feel. I'm going to be completely honest. I have not weighed myself in like 2 months. I weighed myself today, and I gained, like, since a year and a half ago, I've now gained like 56 pounds. And this is the first day I realized that. And I had a shitty morning this morning. I'm pissed, but I'm working on it. So I'm not letting it like bring me down, but I'm just realizing, like, no way am I going to make a video now after this and be like, I love my body, because I'm literally not happy with it. But it also doesn't mean that I'm just going to hide away from the world. So that's the part I'm trying to show. Like, I'm a happy person. I'm happy I could show myself to the world. Am I super happy with my body right now? No. And I'm going to be so transparent about that.
Oh, you're amazing. Quick question.
Yes.
Are you happier now than when you messaged me before, even though you've gained 100%.
Weight? Like, even though I've gained the weight over time, like, I am like a different, when I think of me messaging you sitting in like my bed, like, I was so sad and like, so like, just like lonely and just like, what do I do with myself? And like, And now I'm, no, mentally, I'm very happy right now. And I'm so, and I was sitting with my mom at lunch yesterday, and she's like, I feel like you're so much happier. And I'm like, my friends notice it. And like, I notice it. So
I feel like you feel seen now. And I think that's all you wanted to do was, like, it was hard for you to probably ask for help. And you also, you didn't know what you wanted, but you just knew you wanted to be in the creative field. Like, did you manifest this shit?
100%.
Explain crazy. How you did it, because I know, like, I manifest all the fucking time in my own ways, but I love hearing, like, you made this happen for yourself. How did you mentally do it?
So the day that I was going out, I've talked about this in a few different, like, articles, but I was going out for a test shoot, and I was able to buy my own clothes. I went to Soho. I went to like 15 different stores, and not one store had over a size 10 or 12. Mm-hmm. And I always was a 10, 12. Now I'm more of like a 16. I was in awe and like in shock and like pissed. And I called my dad, who I said's in the fashion industry. And I was like, this is so fucked up. Like, I just wish that I had, like, I just want to cry because I wish I had some sort of platform to share my, like, anger with all this with the world, and I never will. Like, I just never will, and it's so frustrating that no one will ever know who I am. I feel like I have so much to say. Mm-hmm. And, like, somehow, like, literally, say, like, a month later, it all happened. So it's, like, not even a month later. I'm like, I don't even know, like, what that was. But then when I noticed that, like, wait, this just happened. Like, I started doing that more and more, where I was just like, I would get these ideas in my head, and I'm like, instead of thinking like, no, I'm not going to allow this to happen, like, I'm making this fucking happen. And like, it keeps happening. Like, it's mm-hmm. so weird. I don't know how you, like, necessarily, like, I'm interested how you say, like, you manifest and how you make things happen. Yeah. I just feel like it's a lot of, like, in my head. And then instead of, like, kind of shutting it down, I'm like, oh no, like, this is happening. Like, soon I'll be announcing something, which is like, I basically manifested as well. And like, it just keeps happening. Like, it's working for me.
Yeah. It's kind of like you got kicked around in different paths of the universe. Like, you got fired, you left this job, you got furloughed, and finally you found your path. And I always felt like it's like surfing. Like, when you find the right, not that I can fucking surf, I can't, but if I did, it's like when you find the right wave, you just go, like, you fly. It's like when you find, and also there's so many different things you can do that you'll fly, but you found one thing that, like, has, it almost feels easy. I manifested mine just, I was like miserable doing marketing, sales, and I saw an old video of me like doing sports reporting, and I was just like, I want to do video.
Yeah.
And I just had it in my head. I talked about it to everyone. I didn't even know the extent of it. I took an unpaid internship. And then 2 years later, I was on a national TV show, which is fucking crazy. Yeah. But it's literally like what you said, where you were just like, this is what I'm doing. And it's like, you have to really believe it. It can't be like people telling you can, or you being like, I should. It's like in your gut, like, you'll die if you don't.
Yeah. And I'm missing a part of that. You saying that reminded me when I did actually tell, like, probably very few people, like, just my close friends, and was like, I'm going to start doing these TikToks. And that was like those TikToks I said, like those celebrity ones that never took off. And I'm going to put time and effort into it. And I feel embarrassed that I'm doing it, but I'm going to do it, because to them, I didn't say that it was going to happen. But in my own head, even though I say, like, I never thought it would take off, which I didn't, like, once I made that one, that fourth one that, like, went semi-viral, the Pretty Little Thing, I was like, oh, this is happening. Like, once that one was seen by people, I was like, oh, I'm not stopping. Like, I'm going to keep doing this. And, like, once I just started seeing more and more people be like, wait, you're bringing humor into this. We like your personality. We bringing my self-confidence up, being like, why are you, like, hating yourself? Like, you're beautiful, like, all these things. And I was just like, wait, I have to keep going with this. And, like, it's gotten to another level. But, like, yes, there was a point, now that I think of it, where I, in my head, was like, oh, I'm gonna do this, even though I kind of acted like to the world that I wasn't, or that I was just like,
I mean, you have to believe it. Like, that's I remember my friends were talking shit, like, ooh, Hannah's like 25 and doing an unpaid internship. And in my head, I'm like, talk whatever shit.
Yeah.
Like, I know where I'm trying to be, and I'll deal with the awkward conversations, you know, at family gatherings. What are you doing? And you're like, eh. But I also want to take back, I said in the beginning, like, you clearly didn't get involved in this for money, but in our, especially as like a marketer type person, followers are like social currency. So like, you knew that if you got the followers, then it's like, you can start your own fashion line, which I really hope you're doing, or like doing some kind of collabs. And there's just, you don't know what you can do once you have a voice. I remember the first time I realized people were following me. And I was at first, I had a nervous day where I was like, wait, does that mean all my shit has to be good all the time?
Yeah.
And then I had to like talk myself down to be like, just be yourself, just be yourself. But then you're like, who am I? And then the second one was like, oh, I can make a difference with like, I could do a swipe up for a charity and like money will go to the charity. Like it was kind of crazy. Do you ever feel pressure now that you're like in Vogue and all these places to like, for every video to be better than the next? Or are you kind of just like on a flow?
I actually like, not even being better than the next, I actually have to be really careful with everything I post because I have that whole realistic brand.
Yeah.
The money is definitely important to me now because if I'm putting my time and effort into this to be a full-time job, which I decided I am.
Congrats.
And then thank you. But then my followers are getting mad at me for posting ads saying like, how do we know if this is realistic? Like all I can say is like, no, like I'm doing this because I believe in the brand, but I also need to make money and like make a living and pay my rent. So that's where it's like hard every day when I get these brand deals through my agents and I'm just like, I will think all day, should I do this? Mm-hmm. I want to make sure that this is right. I want to make sure my followers will believe that I actually love the brand because I do. Like, I'm so...
Well, if the clothes fit, the clothes fit. You can't fake that. If they send you a jean that makes that booty pop, that booty's popping.
Well, that's very true. And that's why when I did the second Free People video and everything looked good by chance, like it really did. I'm sorry. And I was so upset. I was with my sister and I was like, I'm so upset. Everyone's like saying that it's not real because everything looks good. And Nikki, my sister Nikki was like, wait, it literally looks good on you. You can't lie. Like you're literally showing that it fits you. How is that a lie?
I would furthermore say that you're challenging brands to be like, oh, you want to work with me? Then let's make it work. Let's see if you can make me feel comfortable in the clothes. And that's the point. But also what followers have to remember is you have been giving this fire free content for so long. Yeah. It's like, if you guys want more realistic content, I need to be doing collaborations.
Yeah.
And no, that's just how it is.
Get how much work and time goes into it. Like I like know half my friends are probably like, Remy's sitting on her ass all day, just living the life and going to like get a facial. Rewarding myself for like being exhausted and making this content. I love it. But at the same time, like sometimes it takes me hours to film and then it takes me hours to edit. And then if I'm doing it with a brand and I send it to them, they might just be like, literally the other day I edited for 2 hours for this brand. Mm-hmm. And they're like, can you redo the whole thing?
Yep.
Like,
that's why you got to get in the contracts. I'll do like 2 edits max.
Yeah.
I mean, your agents will know
that's
but
good.
Because I do the comedy videos and they'll be like, oh, like we don't actually like this joke. And I'm like, well, I have to do it over now.
Yeah. It's like literally like, okay. Like it's the worst. I'm working with you because I thought like you believed in me and now you're telling me you don't like this. Like
also they'll be like, we want to work with you because we love your voice. And then I will literally like do something dirty or like curse in it. And they're like, oh, we don't want that. And I'm like, but that's what I'm going to do.
But that's why it's a learning experience too. Like there's brands recently I've worked with that have done that and been so straight. Like you have to do this, this, and this, and like editing it, making me edit over and over. I will never work with that brand again because I'm not going to edit myself to someone that isn't myself.
Yeah. That's how you start getting gray hairs prematurely like me. the question is, how is it on the boy front? Have you ever been nervous?
No, honey, zero.
Have you been nervous about posting like unflattering stuff for yourself for like romantic reasons at all? Like what goes through your head in terms of dating?
Oh, all the time. Like,
cause you know, when people search you, you're about to be like, look at my ass in this. It does not fit.
Hannah, not one guy. I'm like people don't know that. Like there's this whole other side to me, which is really interesting. Like people know most sides of me, but no one knows this like wild, sexual, Remy, open girl. Like I like love boys and I've never had a boyfriend, but I've always been a pretty like sexual gal. I've hooked up with like a decent amount of guys. I don't care like a lot, like whatever. And like, I have always had someone to talk to casually. Mm-hmm. This is the first time in my life since I posted content like 6 months ago, not one guy has reached out to me. Not one guy.
Okay, I want to rejigger that. How amazing is it to have so much time on your hands because you're not talking to some dude who you're waiting to see if he responds or what he's thinking?
No, it is nice.
Like
it
the freedom in your head is a little fucking nice.
No, it is, because you know what? Like I wouldn't say that I've ever, to be honest, the last guy I've even let myself like was probably like 3 years ago, because I don't get obsessive to them, but in my mind, it takes up so much time. If no girl admits that, like, you're going to be thinking about that, especially if you're not in a relationship, and I've never been in one. So I've always had talking situations where we hook up, but they don't want something serious, and I'm waiting for them to text me. Mm-hmm. Do you know how much time that takes up? So like when my mom like will check in and then, are you okay that, you know, you're not talking to any boys right now? Is everything all right? And I'm like, wait, no, mom, I know, like, the world might think I'm lying and bitter, but I'm genuinely happy I don't have to deal with that right now. Yeah, I want to, like, maybe get laid or something soon, but like, I really don't, I don't know, like, I'm not that upset.
I mean, it's nice to have the comfort of having a random dude that, like, rotates, that is just, like, in your phone checking on you, making you feel good that someone cares, but it's like, you most of the time don't even fucking like them.
Yeah. All the time. After all of my situations, I'm like, oh my God, what was I doing? Like, I've never even, like, who have I actually really liked? Like, I don't even know, because I've never been in a serious relationship. So it's like, why am I going to waste my time? Like, yes, it's fun to be able to, like, that's the one thing I'm like, of course I'm going to realize, like, whoa, no one's even Snapchatting me, texting me, flirting with me, like, no one. And like, I've always had like maybe two or three people at once to flirt with. So I'm like, this is a clearly, like, I, of course, I'm going to think, like, my content isn't hot. My content is, you know, like, I don't know. Like,
no, your,
like,
content's amazing. And I do think that the more you, what you said to me earlier, where you said you're your happiest right now, that's the energy that, like, attracts a partner, that attracts quality friends. Yeah. Like, I also think we're in a fucking pandemic.
Yeah.
And and you're probably not, don't have as much time to, like, invest in the apps and stuff. Like, you can make anyone, like, give you attention and get attention. And I think that you keep focusing on yourself and getting comfortable in your skin. And then people, like, people don't remember what you say. They remember how you make them feel, and you make them feel a type of way, starting with how you feel by yourself.
Yeah. No, definitely. And I think a big piece of it is that I just said I'm not that happy with my body and that, like, physical aspect. And I think I want to work on it, which I am right now. And I'm not saying I never want it to be like, work on yourself before you date, because I don't believe that. And I did used to do that a lot. Like, I need to lose this amount of weight before I date. It's not that. I just want to be, like, so fucking happy and confident with who I am.
You want to feel comfortable,
like,
in your skin.
I want to share that with, like, guys, and I want to, like, I think that's one big piece. I said I always was, like, a sexual person. Like, I never, even though I was always, like, a bigger girl, never was self-conscious when it came to, like, sex or anything like that.
Yeah.
And honestly, in the past year and a half, like, I'm hey Des, even in the
good job, hold me all the time.
I'm literally talking about my sex life. Des walked by with his shirt off. Hey Des.
She's talking about her sex life and feeling comfortable in her own skin, and you're just walking around with your shirt up. Okay, have fun. In terms of your insecurities, what is your biggest physical insecurity now that we're in the dark depths of hell?
Like, just about my body in general. My stretch marks, my stomach that I never had in my life. Like, I always was, like, a bigger girl, but never had, like, a stomach. And, like, now I do. Honestly, y'all, I don't feel great about how I look. And I, like, feel that. It's interesting, though, when I make my videos, I don't look at my videos like, ew, never. Mm-hmm. I really look at the fun, like, I'll laugh at, like, some of the funny things I say after, and, like, I enjoy the videos. It's when I look at myself in the mirror lately, I am gonna be honest, like, I literally, like, will look down, like, so I don't have to look, like, not at my face, but, like, at my body. So I think it's an overall thing, just knowing I've just recently gained even more weight and I'm uncomfortable.
So when you get in a funk from, like, getting reminded that you don't always like what you see, what do you do to get out of that and not ruin your whole day?
That's a good question. I guess this is one of them, doing a podcast, having a nice conversation, because this morning was a bad morning for me.
Yeah.
I think really just not, you know, getting your mind off of it and doing other things, because literally for 3 hours this morning, I was in a shitty mood and just, like, laying in my bed because I weighed myself, which was stupid. So I think a big piece is not weighing yourself, which I know everyone says, but that totally could fuck up your day. I just think, and I say to everyone, because it's like it's so funny because so many people ask me that question, like, how do you become more confident? And I'm like, when you're feeling this way. And I'm like, well, clearly not much is working for me right now when it comes to that body thing. I'm still figuring that out, and I can't wait to share when I do figure it out with the world. But I think the main piece, which is what goes along with my content, is finding clothes that fit you and look good and feel good and that you're comfortable in, because that changed everything for me in the past few months. To at least feel like I want to walk around the street and like look cute and stuff, like that changed it all.
For curvy women, do you feel, and also like speaking for me, I'm interested because I want it, because clothes do not fit me as well. What are your recommendations for spring for feeling sexy? Like, what is in style right now? What are you gravitating towards?
I love a blazer.
An oversized moment.
Oversized, but also colors. Like, I think it's like, I hate when people are like, oh, I'm oversized and want to wear black. I actually did that last year, wore a lot of like black and hide. Mm-hmm. And like, no, like I've been getting so many like fun blues and greens and yellows.
Shoulder pads.
Like, fun colors, big jackets. Like, don't hide just because of the way you look. Like, actually, like, if you're gonna find things that are like gorgeous pieces, and even one piece that makes you feel hot, like my whole mindset changes. So like when I walk around and I'm in like a really nice blazer, even like a fun colored bag, I wear a lot of like, because I'm bigger on my bottom half, I like to wear a lot of like high-waisted like flowier pants or jeans, or even like, I was very anti the mom jean, like no mom jeans are gonna fit. Recently, like honestly, Abercrombie jeans are like amazing. You just have to size up always in them. They have like great mom jeans, which for the first time for spring, I've been finding like really good ripped ones. And like, I feel like I'll wear a blazer or a leather jacket or something with those jeans. And then the top doesn't even matter. Like, you literally wear like a tank top, a bodysuit. Like, I'm a big bodysuit girl, which a lot of people know from my content. Cause like, I feel like you could wear one thing that like matters, that you like, that makes you feel good, and then wear the most like basic outfit under.
Yes. Yes.
It's like, I don't even have like that many pieces in mind. It's like, you just like I said, you need one simple thing to make you like feel good. And then I feel like I literally notice myself when I just feel shitty some days and I'm not trying, to when I like throw on something that makes me feel good. And I'm like strutting around the city like, oh, I hope people notice me because I feel cute today. Like,
you also have amazing dimples.
Thank you. That's something I do like.
I want to squeeze them. Also, do you deal with anxiety or depression on a daily basis? Like, give me your mental health parameters.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's like what's been the most difficult for me my whole life. Like, and also that my family's never even like understood, because when I was like very little, I feel like we notice now all these little things I did for my whole life that were from, I think when you're everyone's anxious, but I think there's some people that kind of have it ingrained in them, and it's just the way their brain is works. And I actually, you know, when I messaged you in September was when it all mentally went downhill, where my anxiety got so much worse, where I couldn't even be in restaurants because I was having panic attacks when cars would go by and I was sitting outside, and like anything was making me panic. And then on top of that, I have always, which I don't talk about a lot, but I mean, I should talk about it more, as I've always had like a tic disorder, like mild Tourette's kind of thing, where I've like, I do little tics with my neck and they've changed my whole life. It's weird, like blinking, like it's always changed. And that just goes along with when my anxiety's worse. So I've been on medicine for that for like 8 years. I think
a lot of people have stuff like that.
Yeah.
A lot of people. I even notice like I have little tics, what I'll do with my muscles, where like, or like I'll play with my eyelashes whenever I'm fucking stressed and like watching TV. And
so many people have things like that.
And it's that subconscious where like, I'm great. But next thing you know, I'm like, that's weird.
Yeah. Like, it's like
your body tells you how your mind is.
No, it really does. Like, that a lot of people don't realize. Like, I'm so used to it now. So lately, I've actually been doing the thing with like my neck more. And I'm like, holy shit, I'm overwhelmed lately. I'm anxious. I'm this, I'm that. I don't think I've had very small parts of like depression in my life. I don't think I'm a depressed person. I think I'm an anxious person.
Yeah.
And I think that's when like the physical things come out. And that's a big part of why I've then also gained the weight. When that happens, the binge eating gets worse, and it all comes together. So like 6 months ago when I messaged you, or maybe even like 2 months after that, when I realized I went on anxiety medicine, and I honestly I've tried it 4 probably times in my life, and I was like, screw this. I don't want to be on medicine. Like, I don't want to be this person. And like, now I'm feeling, I think that's a big piece of why I'm feeling happier, and I'm probably never going off of it.
Yeah, I'm on anti-anxiety as well. I take like 20 milligrams of Paxil.
Yeah.
And I was very anti taking any meds. Like, I don't do drugs in general. Yeah. But it's like, it helped me be more myself and stop these like crazy fucking thoughts from not me not being me.
It's all thoughts. People might not, people could see it from the outside, just whether you notice it or not. But like, also, like, it's most importantly what you're thinking and how you feel in your head. And I think around, I think especially someone who's an anxious person when they're not doing a lot, that's when it's the worst. Like, you need to be busy as an anxious person, because that's when your thoughts will make you crazy. And
that's also hard once you're an entrepreneur, because like, I've had times where people are like, you're fucking killing it, and I'm doing like 3 podcasts a day, like recording like chat room, and then like writing stand-up bits, and my mom would literally call me and be like, you're not doing well, are you?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? And she's like, stop working so much and face whatever shit you're running from. And I'm like, but mom, I'm doing well. And she's like, no, you're not. Fucking stop working. Like, my mom will literally take my phone away.
Moms know best.
Moms fucking know.
She'll literally call me too. And I'm like, I have this today and I have this and I have this. And she's like, are you okay? Okay, mom, you're so annoying.
Okay, this is a stupid question, but I just want to ask it. Are you... this is like a catastrophic anxiety thing, but it's like, if you like lost all the weight you ever wanted to lose, would you be afraid of your brand?
Yeah, people have been saying that more recently, and I'm like, wait, you don't have to worry about that, because I just keep gaining weight, so I don't think. I think it's definitely a possible thing. Like, there's people on TikTok I've been seeing that lose weight and are getting these mean ass comments of people like, you're not even a body positive influencer anymore. Like, people are so fucking mean. Like, it's crazy. But
that's why it's a stupid question. Like,
not even a stupid question, because I can say to the world, like, whether it's healthy for me or not, because I genuinely have an eating disorder, like, what's my goal? I want to lose weight. Mm-hmm. I 100% do. Mm-hmm. That's the end goal for me. It doesn't mean I need to be a certain weight. It doesn't need to be, mean I'm going to go back to exactly what I was 2 years ago, because I don't think that will happen.
But also, clothes will still not fit you the right way, because you're a woman with a body.
People need to get that. Like, whether you're your weight, my weight, or someone, I don't know, anyone else, like, my content's for everyone. Like, whether you're like
100%.
The most thick, skinny girl in the world and going to a store, you're going to have issues too.
Because a lot of skinny girls also look in the mirror and don't see themselves that way.
100%.
And they feel gross. It doesn't matter what your weight is. You can still find a way to hate yourself.
That's why I'm never going to be that creator on TikTok that's like, you don't get it because you're not a fat creator and you're not about it. Because I've been seeing videos like that every day and it pisses me off. I'm like, leave her alone. She clearly has insecurities too. Like, it's just the same thing. We all, so many of us feel the same way. And I want like everyone, which I think they do. Like, a lot of all my fucking friends, my close friends from school are like, skinny ass bitches, beautiful, love them. But they really do identify still with my content, and they get it too.
But it also, people don't necessarily watch you just to be like, what is this Abercrombie top going to look like? They're watching you because they're starting to fall in love with you, and you know, you're going to change in different ways, and people might not like little things, but they overall like the energy you're putting out. So whatever happens with your brand in terms of like, Remy loses some weight, or like, Remy gets a boyfriend, it's like me, like, I was like the single like tug, and now I'm fucking engaged, and then people are like, oh no, what are you gonna make jokes about? And I'm like, I'm still gonna be my stupid self.
You're still gonna be you. No, 100%. People told me my whole life, wait, when you get a boyfriend, like, that's gonna be so weird, like, we're not even gonna, like, you're just gonna be so like different. I don't even know. I'm like, wait, no, first of all, like, no. And like, I don't know, I just think that's impossible. Like, if you're, I think like, you're not a body influencer or anything in that kind of way, but the reason I even messaged you and liked you in the first place is because I feel like you have a similar vibe to me, where you've just always been real and not given a shit, and people like you for that reason. I think that's why people follow you.
Oh, thank you. I mean, it's funny too, because people started calling me cool at one point, and it was really weird, because I didn't consider myself like uncool. I just never considered myself aspirational in that kind of cool way. And but then you start questioning yourself. You're like, well, was that what like people think Hannah would do? And it starts getting messy, and then people see you in a certain light from like something that happens on a 2-minute scene on reality TV, and they're like, oh, Hannah's different than we thought. And then like, you have to have that real security of like, I'm evolving, I'm myself.
Wait, I have a question for you.
Oh yeah,
going off of that,
yeah,
how do you feel, because people have been asking me like, oh, would you ever do reality TV, would you do this, would you do that? And like, to me, I am like, very, that scares me the most, as cool as it might be and as fun as it might be, because I think that, I don't know, like, how are you feeling? I think like, being in a show like that, where like, the show can dictate how you I don't know if it's exactly how you are, they might dictate a certain way, or just because the people you're around, like, that scares me. Like, does it scare you?
This last season it has. Well, like, I went on the show basically being like, I'm gonna show people that you can be girls can be loud, girls could be athletic, girls could, you know, make mistakes, girls could be depressed. Like, I think a lot of people, I think, go on trying to be aspirational, like they have their shit together, and then they just get like exposed and it's not relatable. Yeah. Where I was just kind of like, if I'm not trying to be perfect, I can't get mad. Like, I gained 10 pounds every season. Like, I'm a different person by the end of the season. And I was just messy and I was fun. But I find in the media that, like, I people started to, like me, I guess. And then they like to build you up. And then they like to be like, but wait, she's, you know, she has daddy issues. And she's just crazy. And she has emotions. And she gets angry. And filming this last summer was so hard because it was like we were in a house for at least 6 weeks together and we couldn't leave. Mm-hmm. So you find, and then you're reacting.
My God, when I watch it, that's how I feel. I'm like, oh my God, like imagine being in that house all together, not being able to
and
leave.
I was getting super, I was getting super paranoid that like some people were trying to make me look really bad. And then watching it over, I was like, wait, I was right. And it's crazy. And then I see like some articles where people be like, is Hannah the villain? And I'm like, this is the worst thing that anyone's ever thought of to go on reality TV. However, Remy, my biggest fear has always been like not having control and people not liking me. So like me doing this is just like a fucking like the biggest learning experience in my life.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, is it a little masochistic and abusive? Yes. Do I think it's given me a platform that I can like take advantage of? Is it easy? No. Are certain seasons easier than others? Yes. So, but it's also like what you're doing is scary. Like, I don't think 100% a year ago
I think I have the control to edit everything myself and do that, where it really scares me looking at, you know, like knowing also, because again, I worked at Bravo TV, not to say I think that their shows are pretty, you know, pretty realistic. Like, I worked there in the behind the scenes, but no matter what, production and TV, it's out of your control and it could be turned any sort of way. And I'm sure that for someone like me, who's very similar to you, where all I want to do is like be liked deep down and all that stuff, like that would make me a little crazy.
But also the fact that I have my stand up, like Burning in Hell, The Little Devils, like, it allows me to have my voice. And one thing that someone said about reality TV, they're like, the worst thing you can do is go on and people to be like, Hannah who? Or like, I don't know how I feel about it. They're like, either people love you or hate you. And all I know is right now, like, it's not that people like hate me, but they have strong opinions because I gave like, I gave everything this season. Like, I gave all my emotions. I didn't hold anything back. When you give a lot, anything could happen with it. So, but also,
no, it is true. People know you, people love you, and you're gonna have haters too. I'm sure I have haters as well.
The more popular you get, then people start getting upset, especially people getting upset about your ads. It's them being like, wait, this girl went from like probably having 9 to 5 to now doing this for a living, making money while I'm sitting here doing my 9 to 5 that I hate. So a lot of it is just like them projecting on you. And if people are responding to you, it just means like you're doing something.
Yeah, and that's true.
Yeah. But I do, it's funny, I was thinking, like, you'd be great on Summer House, like, you would.
Wait, you know who told me that yesterday? Our one mutual friend, Michelle.
Michelle. She was like, you would be, and we would.
And I was like, Michelle, I really don't think, like, the way that, like, because of course I've been watching every episode, like, I mean, I love Summer House.
Oh,
like,
thank
I'm just,
you.
Like, just watching it gives me massive anxiety for all of you. Like, it just, like, it seems fun, but then I'm just like, oh, like, I just, I'm like, wow.
It's also
just,
like, you'll see a little back and forth, and you're just like, ugh, like, why did I say that? Or like, why did it, or like someone's reaction to you and you're just like, God, like, it's like, this season has been like, there's a lot of humiliation. Like, I'll watch the episode and I'll have a panic attack because like, I'll watch it like before it drops too, and I'm like, Thursday's going to be hard. So but it just shows like, this is the industry I'm in and this is what I wanted to do, and it's there's been so many pros
too. Like, when you're gonna get the feedback, it's like, I chose to be in this spotlight. Like when people ask me, I'm like, no, like, are you having a hard time people know? I'm like, no, I'm okay. I like people knowing who I am. Like, I think I've always deep down wanted that. Like, that part's fun. So you're gonna get negativity with that. And if you don't know that going into it, like.
And also for every person who's like, oh, Hannah's being desperate with this guy. There's another person who's messaging me being like, oh my God, the way you handled that, like, yeah. or watching that made me realize I was with someone who wasn't respecting me. So like, I've also, I'm like you, I like to be seen, I like to be heard. Sometimes I'm not seen in the light I wanted to or heard in the right way, but that just gives me more hunger to keep being a loud ass bitch. And I do like that also. Yeah, I think the media likes to be like, if a girl is not, you know, quiet, saying the right things, just caretaking of everyone, you know, taking out the trash every 2 seconds, and God forbid she's messy, God forbid she has emotion, it's like, let's hate her. And I think you are fighting that, where it's like, you're speaking up, saying this is not okay, this outfit and how this is made is not cool, and like, you're doing something that's really fucking brave and feminist, to be frank.
Do you remember, when was your first time that you remember, like, meeting me? I don't even think.
Was it at Betches? No. Like, no. A party?
Yeah, because I thought that the first time, because I asked you, when I worked at Tidal, I had you come to this, like, influencer dinner.
Yes.
I thought we met before that, which was such a random time, and it was, like, so quick, but I remembered it the other day that we were at an OK Magazine party, and I was, like, following around Michelle, because, like, she always taught me things when I worked there in PR, and, like, she was, like, you were working in marketing and you were there or doing something for video for the show. I don't know. You were there for something.
Yeah.
She was like, this is my friend Hannah. And I was like, hi, nice to meet you. But we literally met for 2 seconds, but I totally forgot that we met then. And that's when I knew.
Was it like near the elevator? Like you were just chilling?
Yeah, right near the
elevator. I know exactly that moment.
And then she told me, like, then after a little, like, it was before Summer House. And then she was like, oh, she's going on Summer House. And I was like, no way. Like, and then I met you, like, once in the Bravo office, like when you're with Michelle, and then I was like, you want to come to this influencer dinner I'm doing?
It's so funny because I've never done an influencer dinner before, and I remember feeling like kind of out of place, but I was with Paige and I'm like, just do what Paige does.
But I remember everyone. I also invited them purposely because I'm like, I love like mixing random people together, and I literally invited the most random people, and then there was like international
it was a good vibe.
Everyone felt like random,
but the food was like, so good. It was a, it was like really cool. But what I also, we're so similar in a lot of ways. Like, you have the experience behind the scenes, you understand like the actual like strategy behind marketing a video, and people will be like, oh, this girl tried on clothes, and it's like there was so much thought and strategy behind it. And to anyone who wants to get an industry, like, especially if you want attention, like in front of a camera, if you know how to work behind the camera, if you know how to work the posting, like, that just makes you so much more valuable. So if anyone like, I started in the industry as a video editor, and then I became a video producer, and the next thing I was throwing myself in front, and it was kind of similar to your journey.
Yeah, 100%. And someone that at NBC that like kind of helped me get my job in the beginning, like, texted me the other day, and she was like, she's like, I remember sitting with you in Starbucks when you started just being a little unhappy with your job and being, you know, doing PR and thought it wasn't for you. And like, she's like, you were never meant for that. Like, I always knew you were meant for something else. And like, you're meant to be in front of the camera. And I was just like, you know, like, her saying it made me realize I feel the same way too. It's not that that wasn't great. I actually always want, my dream is to do PR and marketing and be behind the scenes. I thought it was fun. I thought it was cool. But like, this is just making me so much happier.
And also, the hardest thing to do is admit to yourself that you want to be in front of the camera, because people hate when women are confident or want attention. Yeah. It's like a bad thing. People say you're too big for your britches or whatever. To which I say, be the biggest britch in the room. and I think that, like, saying you want attention, like, people will call you like attention whore or whatever. And some people are meant to, like, I just love entertaining people. And some people would literally, you couldn't pay them money to go on a stage and try and make people laugh. So it's like, everyone finds what makes them happy. Finally, a little darker. You explain, like, you, with your eating, you have a little bit of, you have a disorder. When did you realize that was a thing, and what have you been doing to cope right now?
Yeah, I realized I would come home from Tidal every night, work, you know, was stressed all the time, would come home and just start ordering like $60 of food a night. And just like, I always had like random roommates before now. So I would sit on the floor in my room and just like eat and shut off my phone so no one could change my mind and like hide from my roommate and whatever. And I started doing that too consistently to when 2 months later, it just actually caught up to me. So I think that it wasn't until, when was it? Like, there was definitely like a breaking point. And then it was finally probably a year ago or a little more than a year ago that I started seeing someone that was helping me and realizing that I had an issue, realizing that some, you know, parts of my childhood has affected this, you know, just a lot of things that came together. And then I started finally bringing it up to my family kind of right before last January, I would say, like right before the pandemic started. Wow. And that was a very hard time.
And then you were stuck with the family, but that was probably cathartic.
No, it was insane, Hannah. Like, you don't get it. Like, I forget. Like, I just think of like, oh, I had a bad experience last January. Like, I was like truly not even speaking to my dad because he didn't understand like eating disorder. And he was just like, just stop eating. Like, mm-hmm. and like, I love my parents more than anything. And I'm actually like abnormally close with my family. Same. So I call them 5 times a day each. Like, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. But like, so I cared about their opinion. So trying to make them understand. And then all of a sudden I was forced in a house with them for months and refusing to talk to them. My dad was like, if you're going to be in my house, you have to talk to me. And like, it was just the whole thing. I remember packing like up my house. Bag during quarantine and going, it's like summer house. I went to the city with a huge suitcase and I'm like, I'm done. And then I realized how scary the city was like during pandemic. And I came back 2 days later and I was like, I need to be like, back.
Can you pass the salt?
Like, that's why I say going back, that like, that was the time when I realized the binge eating. That was when I started like seeing people to help me. And that was when my family, I was forced with my family and forced to have them understand. And honestly,
did you binge when you were younger at all?
Never binged. I always did the classic, like, eat healthy during the week, on the weekend, eat a little worse. But I never knew what binging was. I never did till now. And to be honest, in the past year, I've seen so many dietitians, this, and finally a month ago I decided, or month and a half ago, I'm done seeing everyone, which I don't know was the best idea, but I said I need to refresh. I'm getting so many opinions from the world because I'm so open about it. I'm getting so many opinions from all these different people that have different opinions, and it's making me crazy. So finally, actually, which I'm starting this Friday, like for the first time ever, which I haven't told anyone, like to do, like to really do eating disorder treatment with like a center. And I'm really like, you know, not addressing really just the weight loss right now. She said that'll come later, but like truly addressing, like, I have a problem and I want it. I'm exhausted by it at this point. I want it to be gone, and I'm going to be a little bit quieter about it during that process, hoping that it really helps me. And something I really did like about her, just to say, is that I asked, of course I'm going to ask, like, I asked if we could do some sort of like, maybe make it a little cheaper and I'll promote her type of thing. And she said, you have an issue, and I want this to be about you. And I think promoting it and making it so public will actually take away from that. And she, you know, I'm going to work with her.
She wants it to be like a really pure, focused experience.
Yeah. She's like, I want to help you, and I want to see you in like 6 months or whenever it is, like, feel like you've overcome this. And I know that will happen if you put your time and effort into it. And as in my embarrassing as I used to be by it, like, I'm part of that is going to OA, which actually I'm not sure if people are like aware what that is, but instead of AA, like Alcoholics Anonymous, there's literally meetings all over the city for Overeaters Anonymous. I went to twice last year and was like, oh my God, I can't do this. Like, I'm going to do it. Like, I want to overcome this and feel better. And it's a big part of my life right now.
That's fucking awesome. And I'm so proud of you, because again, you're doing something that, like, if someone injured their knee, they'd go to rehab. And it's like, you right now are in like kind of a brain pattern that has been not your fault. It's a result of like other past things, and your brain is trying to survive through it. And it loves the serotonin hit of that fucking Chinese food. And it's just like human nature. So you doing this is like, you're putting yourself first, and that's fucking awesome. Yeah, like, I've had eating disorder. I've dealt with similar stuff where, like, it's just one day, it's not weighing on you.
Yeah.
Like, one
day. And I'm so excited for that.
You're not, like, scared of it. Also, when you keep something a secret, it gets bigger. Like, it's, like, this big thing that you can't, like, it's, like, don't think about a red car. Now you're thinking about a red car. So, like, it's working through it to the point that, like, it just doesn't become a thing anymore. It's not that you're walking around, like, I'm cured. It's just not a thing. You have other issues, but it won't be that.
And I really want to get to that point. Like I said, I love helping people, and I think I've always put everyone else before me. I care so much, like I said, about what people think. I care about, I've never had a boyfriend, so my friends were always, I was always obsessively wanted my friends to be happy, and just like thought like about everything and my family and what they think. And I'm like, no, like, I know it might sound selfish, but for the first time in my life, I just like want to literally focus on myself, because I really, it's a hard balance where I'm really have to focus on the world because I'm putting content out there, but like, okay, set aside just some time for myself in the day where it's only about me. Like, that's what I need to do now.
What do you think about this Khloe Kardashian scandal right now?
So no one is asking about this, but no one really knew.
I'm so excited to ask you about it.
So growing up, she was my idol. No one knew. I don't think anyone. I had a celebrity birthday party last March before whatever, and I was Khloe Kardashian, like dressed in her exact outfit. Like I have been in love with her my whole life. This is, I think my take on this might be a little bit different than what other people are saying. Mm-hmm. Kind of what we just discussed before. I think it's so sad that she feels like she, you know, might have to hide this. Well, has to hide this like real her, because clearly everyone knows what she's putting out there is just not what she looks like, mm-hmm. even though it might be similar. And she's clearly lost a lot of weight over the years. Like, you have to think that like everyone's getting so mad at her. But the only thing I have to say is like, she might have just as much of an issue as I do. Mm-hmm. And I think that like, I was literally talking to my sister about this last night, and she's like, no, I get what you're saying, but like also it's so damaging to, you know, yeah. other people out there. And I agree with that too. I do. I think that it's crazy that she can't put, you know, that they have to take this photo down and do all this, but it's like, clearly it's an issue if it's that big of a deal to yeah. her, and that all of her stuff's edited and people are constantly commenting like, this isn't you and all this stuff. She sees it, but she's still doing it. So it almost makes me feel bad. Maybe that's because I have a little place in my heart for her. And yeah. like what, growing up, everyone was like, oh my God, you're Khloe Kardashian. That's why, because yeah. also when I weighed less, like
I'm a Khloe stan too.
Yeah. Like I was like, you look like her, you act like her. And then like, she lost a lot of weight. And I was like, shit, I can't say that anymore. But I don't know.
Instead of people being mad at her, and for people who don't know what's going on, there was a photo posted of her that wasn't edited where she looks great, but she doesn't look like the Bratz Barbie doll that she's putting online. Her body literally looks great in this photo.
Oh, great.
But I almost think that like, it's more sad than we should be mad at her. This is not Khloe. This is Khloe after society has put a bazillion reasons for her not to be perfect. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a result of what society has put on her and what they put on women. Yeah. But also, I feel like if she didn't try to take it down, no one would have cared about this.
Yeah.
Because everyone's talking about how she's trying to take it down. That's a story. Because honestly, I saw the photo and I was like, oh yeah, that looks like Khloe.
I feel the same way. Literally, when my sister sent to me, I go, wait, what's going on? Like, I didn't even get it. I'm like, I don't get why everyone's mad. Like, I just didn't understand. Mm-hmm. I was really confused. Mm-hmm. But that's how I feel. I feel like it's like, why it's like people think that they could like, people are bashing in this like curvier world, since it's great. I'm part of that curvy world, being like, put yourself out there and whatever. But it's like, do we also need to bash other people that actually might have similar issues just because they look better? I feel bad. I also think it needs to change. Hopefully from here, like mm-hmm. maybe they'll start putting more real things out there. I think mm-hmm. like my content and other people's real content is going to change the game eventually. Mm-hmm. And I hope that they like learn from that too. But I am a Kardashian fan. I always will be.
Yeah, I think it's more a bigger issue of trying to change the overall game, and Khloe's a victim of it. And we send our love to Khloe. We're gonna wrap this up. We fucking flow, me and you. And
I loved this.
I do see a podcast in your future. I'm pointing at you with my pinky right now. We're gonna play the seven deadly sins.
Seven deadly sins.
What are you greedy about?
Okay. I'm greedy about lip gloss.
Yes. What's your recommendation? What's your lipstick, I mean your lip gloss go-to? Because I hate when it gets sticky and it has a weird smell.
Okay, mine are, well, you might not like these because I like sticky. I'm like weird.
Okay.
I have like three favorites. I have Fenty.
Yes, Fenty is my favorite.
Yes. I've literally been next to me, like I reapply all day.
Yeah.
Fenty, Rihanna. I like MAC Lust specifically. Yes. And I like Hourglass. I like Hourglass lip glosses. So
you're a legit influencer. And that's a compliment. Oh, who are you envious of? Who are you jealous of?
I think based on everything we talked about, I'm really actually jealous of people who genuinely feel happy. This might be a little like lame, but feel happy in their bodies and just like genuinely feel like body confident, because I really want to get to that point someday.
And I also think even people who are confident in their bodies, everyone has like a healthy weight and a weight that like isn't their best. Like no one just stays at the same, and if you yeah. are always staying at the same or losing, it's like that's not great either, and you're probably restricting yeah. a lot and you can't enjoy margarita on the weekends.
What's I'm also jealous of, like it's weird because I don't like look up to like influencers and never really did, but like I look up to like singers and like literally mm-hmm. like Like, that's my thing. And like, people that have just like insane voices, like, I literally am like jealous of like Jennifer Hudson or someone that has like,
that can just belt beyond, some shit.
Like, just like belts it out, because I love to sing. And like, it's something I definitely do less of on social media and want to do more of. But like, I have like a soul voice, and like,
Remy,
I'm jealous
that kills it. Remy, like, you have so much stuff in your future. It's so, I've already manifested it for you, so don't even worry about it. Like, you're literally gonna drop a mixtape soon. Like, you in a fucking music video, shaking your ass, singing. Are you kidding me?
My new person that I talk to on the daily is Meghan Trainor. She's my new best friend.
Oh my god, what have you learned from Meghan Trainor?
Oh, actually so much. She's actually an amazing human, and like, she literally just like was my first fan, I'm not kidding, on TikTok. And we actually now connected more as like friends, and you know, have been talking, and she's just like literally said it. She was just like, I know you're probably like just dealing with so much, with just like not knowing what to do when it comes to like this industry. And she just gave me all of her advice, and I was like, I love you so much.
Because like, she's been through it. Like, she's been like people hating her, people saying they love her, then hating her again. Is there any advice that you think we could learn from her?
It's not that she said anything specific. I think she just like, she manifests, she knows her shit. She knows like she wants to be on top of the world. She's not even like stopping at singing. Like, she has so many other things that she wants to keep doing. Now she has a baby, like her husband's the shit from Spy Kids. Love him. Oh, and she's just like, I don't know. She's killing it, and she knows it. And she's been like really trying to help me with my eating and everything else right now, and I really like just appreciate her for just like being a normal awesome person. So that's a good, I wouldn't say I'm jealous of her. I genuinely am so excited to like meet her in real life. And you know, those are the kind of people, that's like the main reason from all this stuff I'm so excited, is meeting people like you or her, just all these people I'm like connecting with that I've always wanted to. I'm like, oh my god, this is my favorite part of it.
The best part is like, yeah, finding like-minded people. Like, you inspire me, like just seeing how you've like taken this concept and like worked your ass off. And like, I like to surround myself with people who are like dreamers and hungry and like not afraid to like embarrass themselves, like, because I want that energy on me. So it's like, it's a thin line between envy and like, wait, like, I want to be your hype girl.
Definitely.
What are you gluttonous about? So what do you overindulge in?
Food. Okay.
No, but with food, I want to know, what is your go-to, like, let's fuck up a takeout order?
Oh, this is a wild order. I literally, like, something is wrong. I literally am upset. Like, I like the worst, no, I shouldn't say the worst kinds of food, but like, I like tortellini alfredo, like chicken cutlet, like mozzarella sticks. I like, or if I get sushi, I'll get like way too much of it, and I could just eat an endless amount. Like, I've like had this conversation with my family so many times. I'm like, you could say, like, my family loves veggies, and they
no,
like, yeah, they like, well, my sister, not my dad, my sister and my mom, and I'm like, they're just like to like cucumbers, and I'm like, ew, like, I literally was like, I would never. So it's just like, it's just so funny. Like, I'm like, no, like, give me rice balls in my face, and like, that's what I'll literally like have 40 of them, and like, I'm sorry, like, that's what I like. And like, it's just like, I like heavy food, and that's
the honestly problem. The only thing better than balls in your face is rice balls in your face.
That's like my new saying.
Change your TikTok bio. I love it's also rice balls. So underrated. Why don't people talk about rice balls more?
Yeah, no. My mom, like I said, doesn't really eat food like that. And the other day, like, I was like, I want rice balls, because I was like in a mood, and I was just like, whatever. And I literally like made her try, and she was like, oh my god. I'm like, yeah, you don't eat good food. Like, this is what it feels
but
like.
But low key, like, the peas in it can like the texture and the sweetness just like brings it together.
Underrated.
The cheese. Someone recently said that like eating cheese is equivalent to like a dopamine hit of like a drug, and like, I felt that so hard.
I mean, yeah, like, that's how I feel. It's true.
I do remember when I was struggling with eating, I remember just looking around thinking like, how are there all these people not thinking about eating right now, and why am I the only one thinking about eating? And if it helps you at all, like, I got through it.
Yeah,
like,
I love to see that people get through. I know I will.
I had a 2 or 3 year like tough time, but when you're in it, you're like, this is me. But it's like, what we've learned, especially in Burning in Hell, is how your brain is like so fucking malleable. Your brain evolves so much, and but when you're in it, obviously it feels a type of way. But yeah, I just got to the point where I was like, oh yeah, like, food isn't, because I also enjoy, I'm Italian, like food brings me so much joy, it brings togetherness.
I'm Jewish, but I got an Italian side in me too,
and I have a Jewish side to me too.
Oh, wow.
It's part of like the community, but it just comes to a point where it's like I enjoy food, I love it, I overindulge sometimes, but overall I respect and listen to my body when it wants to stop and don't try not to. I'm an emotional eater though. Like, I mean, when I first met my fiance, we both gained like 20 pounds because
it's so weird hearing you say fiance.
I literally don't even know. It's like croissant. I'm like fiance. Like how do I say it?
My fiance.
Fiance. Because if you say boyfriend, it's much cooler. But then it's like lying. Anyway, what
he's
was
not your boyfriend? Anymore.
No. When was the last time you experienced extreme wrath or anger? Do you have like an angry streak? Like, do you get pissed easily?
I wouldn't say it's an anger streak, but I'm very I what's the word for I react very quickly.
Same.
I literally my whole life I think like I've always had a lot of guy friends, and I just think that like people like to fuck with me and mess with me because they know I'm gonna react and get really pissed, and that goes along with just me being sensitive and like my it's just like they love to do it, and I just get very I just react. So it's more, I wouldn't say I'm like very, I don't think I'm an angry person. I just like, I'm quick to react. And then I'm like, shit, why did I say that? I just like fucked that all up, you know? Mm-hmm. Cause sometimes I say things I really wish I could take back, and sometimes I can't.
Girl, I feel ya.
I was pretty angry this morning when I weighed myself. I wouldn't say it was wrath, but I definitely have that in me at times, yeah. I would say.
Yeah. When was the last time you were a sloth?
Actually, like I decided that I'm going to be a sloth more like once a week.
I love that.
Because I did it last week, like one time, and I was like, wait, I need these days. Yeah. I can't, like for the first time in my life, I have control over my schedule, and I still think I don't because I'm still in like corporate in my mind.
Yeah.
And
like, no one's gonna fire you.
Time. And like, I can, like I can lay around and like do that, and I deserve to. So
also, I find I get snappy when I'm overworking, because you're like, I don't have time for this shit, and it's like, okay, yeah, just like breathe for 3 hours.
I feel bad. I'm the most snappy with my mom, and she literally would do anything for me, and like she'll like say one thing trying to give me advice, and I'm just like, leave me home! Like I literally like freak out, like, and I'll make her come over to like help me clean. My apartment's very scary. Like, you just don't. I get like 20 boxes a day. I have clothes all over the floor. I
have boxes everywhere, and then I pretend I don't know how to deal with boxes. I'm like, I don't like it. It's like doing laundry. It's not that hard, but I'm like, I can't fold the box. I can't bend it the right way. No, I call my mom to help. Even just my mom being in the room, I will do more things because she's standing there.
No, me too. So I'll have her come over. But then it's like she says one thing and it's right. Like she's like saying, let's do this. Like, let's do this. And I'm like, I literally did it. I was like, leave my apartment. You're making it worse. And I was like, shit, why'd she leave? So like, I just like, out on her.
It's classic though. You can let out stuff on people you love because you know they'll forgive you.
Yeah.
And she's your mom and you're the light of her life. When was the last time you let your ego get in the way of something?
I think that lately with my friends, to be honest, like I said, I've always put everyone first, and I've definitely let in. I think it's, I don't regret doing this, but I think I've more been like really aware of who's there for me right now, who's not there for me, and let this whole thing been like, all right, there's a little bit of fame here, but like for, I've always like sat around just trying to please everyone. It's like, who's there for me now? Like, who's gonna like be it's not like I need praise every day, but who's gonna say like, I'm so proud of you and those things, because the people, not even anymore, but the people that have been, like, I notice that, and the people who haven't, I notice that too.
Hell yes. And you'll see which people like just assume like, oh, she must be so happy and doing so well because she has followers. But also as a people pleaser, you have to set boundaries. And I was super bad at that when I first got on TV. So many people that I wasn't that close to were like, can we get coffee? Like, can we catch up? And I would just feel bad to say no, because I had
that's me. Like, I've been feeling so bad. And that's where I say, like, finally, like, just being like, I can't, you know, like someone reached out yesterday who hasn't reached out to me in seven years. And I was so upset that like,
and it's like, why do you owe them coffee? But I literally felt like I was such a bitch. I felt like I was such, because people just went, oh, I caught up with Hannah. She's around. When I realized like, oh, they're just using me. And like, what, how does this benefit me at all? And like, these people don't give a fuck about me. But I imagine like you have like three people hit you up in a given week, but then when you get some fame, multiply it by like 10, and then you have 30 people asking for your time. And I was saying yes to everyone because I wanted everyone to like me, and then I was so stressed out, and I had to get like My mom had to like yell at me.
That's what I've been doing the past 2 months. This is the first week I'm not. This is the first week that I feel free, a little bit happier. I'm like, no.
Like literally just respond and be like, oh my God, shit's crazy. Like, thanks for reaching out. And yep. It's like, because also you want to be with the people that you want to be with. And there's an authentic reason why you want to hang out with them, because you're going to feel the right vibe.
I'm getting better at it. I'm like really trying and like just realizing like, oh my God, these people are crazy.
Because everyone's going to want a piece of a pie. When someone has a pie, certain people, you're going to be like, damn, you're pushing your fucking boundaries with me.
But are people well is my question. Because I'm aware of everything and I'm like a super, like I just like know people's motives and know what they're up to. And it's like, I would never do that. Like I would be embarrassed. Oh my God,
I know.
At someone, and all these people think I don't know what they're doing. And I'm like, wait, you're crazy. Like to be like asking to hang out when you haven't asked me in years.
Like, and when it comes to networking, if you're one of those people who like hit up a friend who starts to do well, like network with the people who you actually hit it off with. Like, for example, when I found out that you're in West Hampton and like I've always loved like your energy, I was like, okay, this is someone that I would like take an hour of my day for. But it's like, then you'll have people where it's like, if you don't actually authentically connect, getting coffee with them is not going to create any type of connection or long-term like relationship.
And you have to think the other way too. Like lately I'm like, I really, unfortunately, like I'm going to be away the next few weeks. I'm doing a lot of like things and then I'm moving. And I was just like, the people keep texting me and like being kind of pushy, just like, oh, like, but I want to get dinner and this and this. And I'm like, I'm going to say no. And if those people get upset about it, they're not my friends, because they need to understand. I've never been this busy in my life. Now I am. Like, I always made time for you. So right now I can't. And like those people that understand are my friends.
Hell yeah. Okay. We're wrapping it up. When was the last time you lusted over someone? So like, who's your celeb crush? Who are we sliding into the DMs?
I have to stop DMing Jonah Hill. Like,
is he married?
No. I think he like cheated on her in the engagement. And he's so single now.
Okay. Well, side note, I'm very good friends with his mom. Okay, she runs this amazing organization called Your Mom Cares, which you should probably get involved with. And I'm
literally going to be their number one person now, like just involved every day.
You're like, can I volunteer?
I waited till I was verified. And then I was like, this is it. I mean, I DM'd him multiple times and always unsent it, because I was like, he's never going to see it. But like, waited till I was verified. I'm like, he's going to answer. Like, I feel like we'd have so much fun together and I just want to hook up. And he hasn't gotten back. More and more people keep saying like, no, Remy, like you could do better. I have very different tastes. Like I have like Jonah Hill, but then I like Drake. Like
what do you like about Jonah Hill?
That he's funny.
Yeah.
And smart. And that he's like,
we'll have a talk about male comedians. There are some good ones and some bad ones. We'll get into that another time.
Okay.
Final question. I've kept you on so long and my fiance is yelling at me because I have to go get the vaccine, but this is more important. What do you do to cope with your hell when you're in it, when you are in that dark, dark, dark place? What do you do to survive?
I think I get in those places a lot and it's hard for me to get out of it, but I've learned to actually that the best thing is having conversations with your friends to like snap you out of it. Literally getting out of my damn apartment, like sometimes I don't realize I'm in here for 48 hours in my room doing content and things, and I get maybe depressed or upset, like go for a damn walk, like getting out. And to be honest too, not exercising for weight loss or anything like that, but when I do release my endorphins and like actually sweat and like do something even for a little, and I don't push myself anymore, like it really just makes me like snap out of like
that. It's like a dog who needs to go for a walk. I'm the same way. Like I've just been walking recently because working out for whatever reason I like can't do. It's like too much emotionally for me, and I've just been walking. And it makes me feel even New York City, because you walk, you realize there's like life happening, people don't give a fuck about you, and you just get perspective. Remy, I could talk to you forever. We've actually had a lot of people, I had a couple people reach out to be like, you have to have Remy on. And I'm really proud of like of your success, but also like this isn't like a you did it. This is a very like, I'm so excited to see your journey of it. There's no like final boss. Like you're in your lane. Where can people follow you, watch you, read about you? Give us the goods.
Yes. Right now, just TikTok and Instagram. My name at Remy Bader, REMIBADER. There's more that will be coming, but those are the two places you could follow me, reach out to me, anything like that right now.
Yay. Well, thanks for coming to hell. And guys, I will talk to you later. Bye. Ha 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 ha